Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Southern Californians can save an average of $537 when they switch to auto insurance through the Auto Club. Visit AAA.com/insurance. See how much you could save. Get your free quote at AAA.com/insurance today. It's been too long. So excited. We got Brett Boone standing by. He's going to join Ben and Woods right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I bet he's seen Happy Gilmore.
Oh, I guarantee you he has.
Here's Kelly Danick. Probably seen it too. Brett there giving me a hard time because somehow I've managed to go a quarter of a century without ever watching Happy Gilmore.
It's embarrassing.
I just haven't gotten around to
Brett,
it
Brett, it's
yet.
Embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. I caught a little bit. You guys were talking about this Marvel stuff. I'm kind of on. I don't watch any Marvel either.
You're a grown man. That's why you're 40 something years old.
But Happy Gilmore. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, how cool you are, how big of a dork you are. You got to watch Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I am definitely a big dork.
Apollo Creed's in there.
Yeah, Carl Weathers. This is amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. So speaking of golf, I saw your tweet. Was it yesterday or the day before? You're about 6 inches. 6 inches from an ace.
It's just never gonna happen. I've had so many. Oh, it's going. It's going. You know, people start that, and I just said it never goes in.
Now that I can sympathize because I've been playing golf for now 38 years, and I'm a pretty decent stick. Never had one.
No,
not a one.
Sucks.
No, and I got buddies that have. Oh, that's my 12th.
Oh my God.
I tell you, I think it's easier as you get old. You got that senior spin. You know, guys that can't spin the ball, it just goes forward.
Yep.
That's what you need, senior spin.
If you have to back it up into the hole, that is so hard to do. That's the problem. We're too good, Brett.
Yeah, you two are too good. Exactly.
That's our problem for sure.
Well,
Brett,
I don't know about that.
It's been a crazy, crazy offseason here for the San Diego Padres. And obviously, you live here in San Diego. I know you've been following everything that's been going on. Initial reactions of just what A.J. Preller's been able to do this offseason, and where does that put the Padres, for you, kind of in your pecking order, looking at the season?
Well, first of all, I think it's so exciting for the city of San Diego. It's been so long since there's been excitement like this. I don't know. Can you guys remember the line? It was this intriguing going into a year.
There was some talk in 2015, but I think we all knew realistically.
We really knew in our heart
that Will Middlebrooks was not going to lead us to a World Series title.
And Derek Norris,
yeah.
I mean, this is awesome. He goes out and he gets Snell. Next thing you know, Yu Darvish is coming. You know, they had Tatis, but they lock him up, just basically saying, you're going to be our Mike Trout, and we want you here for the duration of your career. I think this team is built for not just this year, but the next several years. And it could be, it reminds me a little bit of the end of my playing days in the early 2000s. We were a real dominant force in the AL West, where we had the Angels, the Mariners, and Oakland. And some years, two teams were winning 100 games. So there's definitely going to be probably a wild card coming out of the West. That's the good news. Bad news is, second place.
Speaking of Tatis, Brett, as someone who played for four or five different organizations in your career,
Yeah.
What does it mean to be a guy who can be there in one city, one organization? It's so rare now in Major League Baseball. It's always actually been fairly rare since free agency came about. But most guys are like you. You know, they're going to have to, you know, play for a team. They'll get traded, free agency, sign somewhere else, you know, latch on for a year somewhere. The opportunity, the privilege to be able to sign a contract like Fernando Tatis Jr. did and know where you're going to be for the next decade and a half. What would that have like meant to you or other players you knew?
Well, I think you touched on a good point. It's a rare thing nowadays, and I think that's strictly a financial thing. There's not a lot of teams that can keep a guy like Tatis locked up because of the amount of money that it takes. And today, players, and I don't begrudging them at all. I mean, you have a short window to make as much money as you can, and free agency is the key to that. It gets the bidding up, and guys are going to go where they want to go. That being said, to be in a position like Tatis is, and to get that kind of deal, just speaks to the type of person they think they have in Fernando Tatis Jr. It doesn't happen. I mean, it doesn't happen often at all. Even a guy like Harper, who you'd think this is the franchise guy, or Machado, who you think this is going to be our guy we're going to have our whole career, they even move on. So he's in rare air. I mean, the only other the guy, right, you know, Arenado signed that big deal, but yeah, Next thing you know, he's the St. Louis Cardinal. The only other guy, his only rival right now, I think, is Mike Trout, and that's pretty good company to be in.
I'd say so. Speaking of good company to be in, you are certainly joined. We're talking to Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods. You are certainly joined by good company on your podcast. And if you scroll through it, it's current managers, it's former managers, it's current players, it's older players, it's top free agents. It's, you know, Jim Abbott was on your podcast.
You must have a really good producer.
Yeah, who's your producer? Exactly.
No,
Paulie's like, oh, no. But there's one in particular I wanted to ask you about because I want to get your thoughts on. You had on, I think it was back in December, you had Trevor Bauer on your podcast. Now, Trevor Bauer, mm-hmm. You cannot deny, is an interesting cat. He's an interesting cat. He's run up against it already. I think since he's been on your podcast, he's already gotten himself in a little bit of hot water in LA. I don't think they care. That's their guy. He's going to go out and pitch for them. But what were your kind of, because you're an old school guy, Booney, you are. You're an old school guy, yeah. And Trevor Bauer's about as new school as you can get. What was kind of your takeaway when you interviewed a guy like Trevor Bauer?
Yeah, going into it, my curiosity meter was high going into that because I'm looking at this Trevor Bauer. This isn't my type of cat. You know, this isn't a guy I'd probably be hanging with. I was really glad I got I was really glad I got to interview him and talk to him. He's a really interesting guy. He's really smart, and he made me think with some of the arguments he came at me with some of the let's call it in today's age, data-based, how he bases his training on.
Yeah.
We talked about, is this for everybody? He said, absolutely not. So he was really open-minded. It wasn't – basically what I'm saying is he didn't just say, oh, this is the new way and you have to do it to succeed in 2021. He said, no, this is my way. I'm doing it. It works well for me. I'm seeing myself getting better. And at the same time, he said it's not for everybody. And too much information in some players' hands could be a detriment. So I thought it was a really interesting back and forth. I was really glad I got to interview him. I have a new level of respect for him. You know, what he does in the social media world and arguing and yelling at people. I mean, I don't know if I necessarily would like that as a teammate, a distraction. But guys I've talked to, you know, I had David Bell on the program, manager of the Cincinnati Reds. He couldn't say enough good things about him. And he said, yeah, I'm a little strange, Brett, which David is. He's one of my strangest friends. And he said, and Bauer fit right in with my personality. But he said he loved him, that his teammates loved him. And usually you can get usually the best meter of kind of deciding what type of guy you are, ask his teammates, guys that he's been in the trenches with. And what they say usually is accurate. I got nothing but great feedback from the Cincinnati Reds. We'll see how he does in L.A. But it was, more than anything, it was very interesting.
Talking to Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods, and since we were just talking about him earlier this hour, we've been previewing each team one by one, and we're talking about the Yankees earlier, and Phil Nevin's name came up. Most recent Boone podcast, you had Phil Nevin on with you a couple of days ago. I just have to ask you, how's Nevin doing? What'd you guys talk about?
Big Nev, Duck Nevin, he's doing great. Him and Aaron have a really good rapport. It's like I have two little brothers. I mean, you got Phil at third, who was on my high school baseball team, and we covered that a little bit. But then you got Aaron, and they're just, they're oil and water, is personality-wise, but they work really good together. They have a really strong mutual respect. Phil's one of the smartest baseball guys I know. And I know a lot of guys, and Phil's right up there. Baseball IQ, he's pretty high, loves his job. Loves working for Aaron, and it was a really interesting conversation. We got to catch up on, from high school to present and just modern day. And, you talk old school sometimes. Phil's one of those guys. He's a real old school guy. But right now he's, meshing the new world data and stuff like that. And he's finding a mix there in the middle. But Phil's always fun to come on. One of my longest standing friends.
Now, do you think people are nervous? I know he's been up for big league managerial jobs before. Do you think there's some front office just a little nervous knowing that, Phil can shoot from the hip sometime? And just what's going to take for a team to give him the big seat, do you think?
No, I agree with you. Especially in today's climate, 2021, it's they want a certain type. To a certain degree, you got to toe the company line. The days of a Bruce Bochy and a Lou Piniella, but you're seeing it now. La Russa's coming back. Dusty Baker right now is kind of the last of the old school. But I think with this game, you got to change, or it'll leave you you can't be this guy that's been out of the game for a while going, oh, I don't like the way they do it now. No, I think as an older ex-player, you've got to roll with the times and say, okay, this new crop of players, maybe I can learn something from them. And combine that old school with the modern day game. There's something in there, There's something these kids can learn from us, and we can learn something from these kids. I've got a son getting ready to go to his first spring training, and some of the lingo they used and the database stuff, I roll my eyes at a lot of it. but I also want to, I want to know what these guys are thinking, what it's like being a pro baseball player right now. Sitting around the cage, what do they talk about? I compare what we used to talk about. I think there's some things I kind of envy about today's time.
Yes.
The overwhelming amount of info. I always wanted info, as much info as I could get, and then I'll determine what I use. But I think it would be naive to just say, I'm old school, I don't want the new stuff. I think that'd be a very naive approach. I think this game will leave you in the dust. So I think you combine. For me, I'm in the middle. I take my dad's generation. I think there's a lot of great things I took from that in my career. My generation, which I enjoyed the most, but then I can learn something from these kids. And I think you combo all three, you're going to have the best baseball product you can.
That's a deadly combination. I mean, it really is, because, the fact that young people or even analytics-based people that think, oh, we can't learn anything from the way they used to do it, that's just patently false. It's patently false. So you're sending your son off to his first spring training. What do you give your advice? I mean, you lived it. So if it were me and my son, I'd be like, you don't say a word. You run hard everywhere you go. You don't talk to anybody. Don't ask, ask your coaches questions, but don't make a peep. What was your advice to your son as somebody that went to 20 of those things?
Well, fortunately for me, he's that straight arrow. He's right out of the Aaron Boone, Bob Boone. So he doesn't have much of dad in him. He's got a lot of my dad in him. I say it to my dad all the, or to my mom about my dad all the time. If dad runs a red light, he almost wants to call town hall and tell him that he ran.
He's Ben. He's basically Ben.
Right. Yeah. It's endearing. It's endearing, but it's definitely not my style. So I don't worry about Jacob Boone. He's a passionate baseball player. This is his dream. Always has been. He's well mannered. He knows he's been around enough. He's
yeah, that's true. That's
he,
true.
He knows how to behave, in my household, he's a little rude pain in my ass. But I'll tell you, You know how when your kids, you worry about when your kids go sleep over at their buddy's house, how he treats their parents?
Yeah.
I don't worry about Jacob when he leaves the house. I know he's going to always represent the Boone family well, and I'm looking forward to it. It's really cool as a father to see one of your kids chasing their dream, and this is the first step for them. So, you know, I'm going to kind of I stay out of it as much as I can. I speak when I'm spoken to. You know, if he wants advice, which he comes to me for a lot of advice, but I'm not that father that's giving him advice. Hey, you should do this or do that. No, I wait for him to come to me. If he's got questions, I've got answers. But in the meantime, I just let him be, let him hang with his buddies. And that's where you get the best and the most knowledge, and you find out what type of player you are. It's sitting around the cage, talking to your peers, working on grips, working on feet, doing drills, and just talking, you know, mostly, you know, I'm going to say it again, talking to your peers. That's where we learn and find our way. And I go to the cage with them every 3 days, and there's two or three other pro ball players that meet them there and work out. And it's really interesting, that dynamic, to watch these kids interact. And, you know, what are you thinking about this? What do you think about this in this situation? And I just sit back, and then all of them will go, Mr. Boone, well, what did you do? So it's a really cool combo.
Awesome.
But I just love listening to it, and it, you know, puts a smile on my face.
Now, Jacob's with the Nationals organization, is that correct?
He's with the Nationals.
With the Nationals. So there's been a few three-generation baseball families. Has there ever been in Major League Baseball, Brett, maybe you would know this, a four-generation family? Because I don't know if you know this, but my grandpa was friends with Brett's grandpa,
yep.
Ray Boone, and then, of course, Bob, his dad, and Aaron and Brett, and now Jacob trying to be the fourth generation. Has that ever even happened?
That's never happened.
Never happened.
Wow.
And I remember...
No pressure,
I remember,
kid.
I was the first third generation, and I remember there was so much made of it. Now, I almost got to a point where I resented it. It's like, you know, let's talk about me hitting 330 in the Pacific Coast League. I could give a crap about my dad and my grandpa. Yeah, they're great guys. Let's talk about me. And, you know, you look back, but at the same time now, at this stage of my life, I look back and you know, how proud am I of my family and what my dad was able to accomplish, my grandfather, you know, my brother, my other brothers, you know, was the highest draft pick out of all of us. He didn't make it, but I'm just very proud of my family. I'm proud of Jacob. Whatever ends up happening will be great. But Ben, I think you hit it on the head. No pressure. And I say it to him all the time. When people come up, you know, when we're out, you know, out and about in our day and say, hey, you going to make it? You going to be the fourth generation? And my easy answer is no pressure, kid.
Yeah, you got
it. Go do it. But don't screw it up.
And just to bring it back to the Boone podcast, which is at the-boone-podcast.simplecast.com. You had David Bell on recently. Now, he's third generation, right, as well.
He is.
The Reds
is,
manager, David. Buddy, and Buddy, Gus Bell.
I knew
his
Buddy,
grandpa,
yep,
right?
That's right?
So there you go. It's
yeah,
amazing.
He's the second best. Right. He's the best third-generation player I ever played with.
There you go. You're just killing it, man. We were talking about it earlier. I mean, it's amazing what you've done. We had you, about a year ago?
Yeah, about a year ago.
Get in the studio. You were just kind of – then we see you on TV, on MLB Network, and you're coming out with these great podcasts. You enjoying all this, the media life, so to speak?
I'm enjoying – you know, it's been educational for me. It's been educational. The podcast was a thing that my agent wanted me to start to just get some reps on this side of the mic. I was very resistant to it. I thought, I'm not going to call my buddies and bug them and do a podcast. Once I kind of jumped in, and now I have a process. You know, I prep for it, and I do, you know, I formulate my questions, and then I, you know, I set up the interviews. I'm really enjoying it.
Well, you could take some advice from me.
Yeah, so could you.
Yeah.
Think about questions you're going to ask.
Do you go on time, or do you go 20 minutes after your guest arrives, like my partner does here?
He's just giving me a hard time, Brett.
I'm right on. Hey, I'm a rookie in all this, so you know I'm doing my prep work. But it's been
prepping,
interesting. It's been educational.
Speaking of on time, we're out of time. We're at the end of the show, but
thanks,
Boone. Right at the end. Thank you so much.
You guys, thanks for having me.
Talk Brett soon. Boone, love that guy.
Love him too. I mean, you're not wrong, dude. He sounds amazing. Like, he's gotten a lot better at doing this because he's, like you said, he's got reps.
The first time he came in, he was legitimately nervous.
He's nervous.
Like, I was like, oh, what am I doing? Am I supposed to do here? This?
He almost flubbed the word legitimately.
Yeah.
I know.
Sorry, sir.
That is going to fist fight after this.
Aztecs big game tonight. Might watch it, Woods.
Absolutely.
I got to watch Happy Gilmore.
You got to watch Happy Gilmore.
You watch the Aztecs, I'll watch Happy Gilmore.
Oh, I love this. A role reversal. All right, done.
Boise State, I need a report on the big game.
I got
to be watching Happy Gilmore tonight.
There's no way Paulie's going to pay attention to Happy Gilmore.
Shooter McGavin's going to be on tomorrow. Should be a great show. We'll join you at 5 a.m. for producer Paul Reindel. Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Thursday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.